Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. And see what's going on. Summer already. Took my first swim. Took me forever to take my first swim. It was iconic. I know, it's July, Nancy. What took you so long? It had to get that hot for me to go in there. Anyway, happy 4th of July everywhere. Hope you're all staying as cool as you are. And a little noise in the background, but that's because I have the air conditioner running. Because I need the air conditioner running today because it's that hot. It's very hot. All right, let's open it up with a little Lucy Arnaz. Dedicated to my sister, Alice House, all the way in Florida. Her husband, Daryl, the proud Air Force retiree. Let's hear it for them. Let's hear it for our military. They rock. And also her son-in-law is across the seas. Let's keep him in our prayers. Ryan, we're thinking of you. Hope everything's good. We have George Bettinger in the house, spinning his widgety head in my chat room. And we have a guest. I don't know. She logged in. She logged out. Might be my sister. I don't know. Wacko Bob's in the house. Hello, Wacko Bob. Always a fun show. Great being on your show yesterday. Always fun there. You guys like to mix it up. How do you do it? One of you's in Australia? It's so amazing. Oh, my sister's speaking Spanish to me in the chat room. Hola, mi hermana. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? Anyway, it's great to be doing a show today. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house from Movie Attic Headquarters. Hi, Betty Jo. I'm kind of multitasking today. I'm actually using two computers to make one radio show. Because as you know, I'm not in the city, and this one has the slowest AOL, the technical term is for it. I can't get on anything there. Okay, George Bettinger in the house with a new time, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, yeah. Yes, I finally went into the water, everyone. It got that hot. That's how hot it got. And let me dedicate something. Alice, this one's for you because you have a lot of pets. From Carosa's CD Zesty. Here it comes, Alice. I dedicate this to you, my sis.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of. What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell. Catastrophic and gloomy. Sort of liking touch to.
I like that smell. divine inspiration makes me yell at the top of me lungs. Lard to sell, all aromas commingling, somewhat foul but fine tingling, sets me pockets a-jingling.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas, and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just lay there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. "Stop it!" Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, "That does it!" And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, "What's that?" Gregor's dad said, "It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed." "That does it," said Greta. "I'm never going to get married with him around." "She's right," said Gregor's dad. And Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. "Let's get rid of him," cried Greta.
"Okay, but how?" chimed both his parents.
Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him.
"Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud," cried Gregor.
Then Gregor's dad yelled, "Got him!" They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, "Great, now I can have his room." Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
That one was for you, Alice, and for Jessica. My sister and my niece are both teachers. We're just putting it all out there today. We're just putting it all in the house. Welcome, musicians. The musician show typing. What city are you in? Do I know you? Are you a musician currently on? Is this Jessica Delfino by any chance? I love Jessica. We love Jessica. She is a mover and a shaker. Oh, Winston-Salem. Well, welcome to the show, musician show. Everybody post your sites on the chat room so everybody can follow each other. Wacko Bob's there, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, now at 2 o'clock on Dream Stream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, for everything you want to know about the movies and some. Go to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also check out www.bettyjotucker.com. Parento's in the house. Oh, yeah, Parento, congratulations on Madison Rising and the Fox booking. That was fantastic. And opening for the Mets. Speaking of which, my new favorite 4th of July song, I'm going to have to find it for you, and I'm going to play it. This is Madison Rising. I love this song. Everybody, this is for our soldiers everywhere, and especially for you, Ryan. Ryan, come home. Ryan, come home. Here we go. This one's for Ryan and Jessica. Here we go. I love this song.
By the dawn's early light,
Okay, Madison Rising. I love that. That's my new favorite song. I can't play that enough. That just makes you feel all patriotic-y. Hey, Kat, Decione, Wacko World, Wacko Bob, Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. Always an interesting show because it's eclectic. They got people from around the world on that show and everywhere. Okay, what do we got here, Alice? Okay, great. All right. What's Ryan's last name? Alice, put it up there. I just know him as Ryan and Jessica. Put his last name up because I'm going to dedicate his song to them. Okay, Tulip Italian out there. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get it. Hi, Nancy, Wacko World. I lost you, Alice. Where is it? Okay, I'll find it again. I want to say that Madison Rising, they were down on YouTube. They're back up again. You can go to www.starspangledbannerchallenge.com. They were up to 4 million, and there was a glitch. They were going to reach their goal of 5 million this weekend. If you haven't done it, go to www.starspangledbannerchallenge.com and get everybody, if you can, share it on Facebook to bring the number. We'll just do a tally and combine both. I know they were about 4 million. 1 million more, and they will have reached 5 million hits. I love that song. Now, to find my song to dedicate, where is it? Hold on. I got to find you, Alice, in the chat room. Chat room, going down. Captain Ryan Rhodes. All right. Captain Ryan Rhodes of the 864th Engineer Battalion, Pacemakers. Okay. This song's for you from Madison Rising. I dedicate this song to you, 864th Engineer Battalion, Ryan Rhodes. Okay.
They come from a one.
one hot band. Be on the lookout. Go to StarSpangledBannerChallenge.com. They're up and running again. And please like them and share their patriotic spirit by sharing it with your friends. Still the 4th of July weekend, as far as I am concerned. I just realized that my niece's maiden name was House, and she married a guy named Rhodes. So if you put it backwards, it's Rhode House. Which is a type of music. Roadhouse Blues, am I right? I think so. I think I am. And who do we have? Steve Mendoza. It took him 20 minutes to get into the show. Okay, yeah, Steve Mendoza, congratulations on your Madison Rising show. That was an awesome set. Very nice how you filtered in your cooking skills with your musical ability. Very nice indeed. And you did a terrific job. Let's hear it for the Steve Mendoza Show. Yay! Yay! Betty Jo Tucker will be revisiting Wolverine. You know I love him, Betty Jo. I love you, Jackman. Is this the new Wolverine movie? Or are you going to be is this a rerun? I'm not sure, because you know I love that man. I love, 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 love him. Love him. Love him. Yeah.
Laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that wonderful promo. I love that promo. That is wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, and let's not forget, hey, wacko world, you too, back at you, you da bomb. Don't forget, our servicemen everywhere, there'll be a lot of holiday things going on. If you see our servicemen, please buy them a slice of pizza, something. Say, hey, can I treat you to something? They don't make a lot of money. They do a lot for us, and when you look at it, they're just kids, a lot of these guys, and God bless them. I'm anti-war, but I'm pro-military, and God bless these people who volunteer, men and women everywhere, so let's hear it for them. Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters, Alice, it's our favorite, Wolverine, it's going to be a new episode. You want to follow Betty Jo, Tuesday at 4 p.m., Alice, Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. Yeehaw! That's so much fun. Don't forget, Madison Rising. They're up and running again. So I want you to go to their site and just check in again with them. And it's going to be, we'll get that 5 million. We're trying to get the 5 million up there. So go to www.starspanglebannerchallenge.com. That's starspanglebannerchallenge.com. And just, we'll try to get those hits up there for them, okay? All right, it was a little glitch, but we're back. We're back with it. What do we got going here? Well, let's see. We're having a crazy day. We're just having a crazy day. Wow, the time's going fast today. Very fast indeed. Where is Madison? I want to play another Madison one just because I love them. Okay, here's another one for our military guys, okay? And this is Rising Hollow Ground. Okay, Ryan Rhodes, this is for the 864th Battalion. This one's for you.
Let me lay near to the one who walks with me.
That was Madison Rising. Go check out the Star Spangled Banner Challenge, www.starspangledbannerchallenge.com. Madison Rising, you guys are going to hear a lot about this band. Believe me, they are just everywhere. I just think it's a great time for this kind of music, and I'm happy to hear it. My chat room is a little nutty today. Wacko Bob, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m., and I think they have a Saturday show, too. The Steve Mendoza Show, deliciously entertaining. How's that? Deliciously entertaining. Am I saying it right? Vecchione, I'm trying to say it, at Wacko World. Gail Parento, congratulations, and kudos also to the band Boston. Yeah, definitely a terrific band there. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Wolverine, Alice Wolverine. My sister and I love it. We don't even call him Hugh Jackman. He's just Wolverine to us, right, Alice? And who else is in the house? Did I get everybody? And George Bettinger, who was here and left, so he's gone. So let's talk about him. Just kidding. It's the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. Check them out on Dream Stream Radio. And, wow, that 45 minutes went pretty fast. I know. Why 45 minutes? Why not an hour? Oh, because if it goes a little longer, it goes longer. Do they cut me off? I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate this to mothers everywhere. And to my sister Alice, and because she's a mom, and to my niece Jolie, and to my nieces and nephews everywhere. Here we go. Thanks for listening. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Y'all follow each other now, you hear?
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some sleep, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, pray to the Z. Make me, pray to the Z. No texting at the table.
Going with you, make me.
We're
Thank you, everyone. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, Cyanide. What are you doing checking in now? I can't even tell if I'm still on air. Don't forget the Nancy Lombardo Show tonight, 7 p.m. If you're outside of New York City, go to www.mnn.org.com. You can also get my CD, Color Me Crazy, at CD Baby. Thank you very much. And Alice, I'm very proud of you, my sister, for listening in. Thank you. Madison Rising, Star Spangled Banner, go take the challenge. C. Mendoza, thank you. Echo Bob, Cyanide, everybody. All right, this is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you very much. Big kiss. Bye-bye.